Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. It's a special day, always a special day, when I can have a colleague and a longtime good friend, and Dr. John Townsend is that. John, welcome. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here, Steve.
And, you know, John is, well, he's a lot of things. He's a best-selling author. He and Henry Cloud, they wrote Boundaries. He wrote Boundaries Beyond Anything You Could Ever Imagine, Leadership Beyond Reason. And he's got the Townsend Institute, but he's got a new thing. Every time he comes, it seems like he's got a brand new thing that he shares with us. And so we're going to talk about it. It's called this, the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. And it's a really cool thing. I took it. And John, why don't you, I mean, we're going to do a special deal for folks that tune in and that are tuning in, and they go to the site and they take it, New Life's going to benefit. But first, tell them about the tool, and then I can tell them about my me taking it. But tell them what is going to be the benefit if somebody takes this personal and relational assessment tool.
Yeah, we call it TPRAT for short, Steve. And if you've ever, you know, everybody wants assessments these days. You go and get your Enneagram, you get your Myers-Briggs, you get on Facebook and find out if you're a porcupine or if you're an octopus. I mean, we all want to, we are interested in ourselves. And so this measures four capacities that help your relationships. The first one is bonding, how well you connect with others. The second one is boundaries. Well, we know what that one means, how well you say no and protect yourself. The third one is reality. How do you handle problems and failure and loss? And the fourth one is capacity. Do you know your life mission and where you're going in life and why you're on the planet? You get a score of 1 to 10 each one of those, and then you get four pages of a report of all the things you can do. We give you so many skills to get to the next level because we were intended to grow and change. So lots and lots of skills to help you.
Well, it really is great, and what I love is, well, first of all, it's a great assessment, And I took it two different times and two different ways. And I would encourage people,
What is two different ways? I don't know. I didn't know this.
I'll tell you about that. But I'm going to tell folks that it really does not only tell you what you are, what you're strong in, what your weaknesses are maybe, or some area to work on, but it gives you some things to do. It's, okay, here's how to grow, and here's how to stretch. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you do these things, and they say, here's what you look like.
And you'll always be that way for the rest of your life. That's awful.
And have a nice day. But this really has some great direction. Now, here's how I took it, John. I took it one time answering the questions just as they were given to me. And then I thought, you know what? I'm gonna take this a separate time. And I'm going to take it from whatever it's asking me, do I think this is an area I need to grow in? Or would like to grow in.
Like you did the aspiring Steve, the Steve that you aspire to be.
Yeah, and so, you know, if it said all the time, you know, you're able to connect with people all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And it says, is that all the time or never? And I thought, you know what, I'm going to answer it with the key in mind. I want to be able to connect with people better and see what kind of direction it gives me. And it both ways are so helpful. And so here's the bottom line, everybody. John's going to split the proceeds with New Life. And today you get a special discount on it. It's normally $25, worth every penny of that. But you do it for $15, and half of it is going to come to New Life. It is called The Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool, and you get these results. And we're going to tell you how to get there right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. John Townsend is the guest today. Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. Okay, John, first of all, how do people go and what's the code they need to get the discount?
It's tpratt.drtownsend.com, tpratt.drtownsend.com. But also, it'll just be on our New Life page. Somebody can just go to the link there. Very easy to do.
All right. That's really easy. Go to newlife.com. It'll be. And is there a special code they need or anything?
Oh, yeah. The code is, this is going to be strange, New Life. How's that? We made a code called New Life. Just type in New Life, N-E-W-L-I-F-E, and do it in all caps, and it'll be fine.
All right, and that gets you, it's only $15. And if you can't remember New Life, then we'll have Dr. Amon back on, and he'll be talking about the memory stuff that he did there. But I just want to, before I talk to you about, your experience with this and why you did it, one of the things that this says I might want to work on would be bonding. Like, what? And so it says that, you know, if I want to increase my ability to bond, then maybe you get somebody and you just do this active listening thing. And, you know, it could be 10 minutes or whatever. But let somebody know you want to work on this, it says, and then do 10 minutes and ask for some feedback, maybe, about eye contact, warmth, authenticity. So this is what I love about this. It tells you, here's something to work on. And here's how to work on it. It tells you different places to go and get additional information. Now, sadly, John, I scored lowest on boundaries. So, but I am I'm finally going to have to read that book if you send me one. But it really is for people who are saying, I'm not done. And I want to move on, and I want to grow. So when you thought of this, what were you thinking? What were you wanting to accomplish through this?
Well, just working with so many people and individuals and families and organizations, Steve, people like a number. They want it quantified on how they're doing. If you say, well, I think you're getting healthy, but I think you maybe you are. People like to go, well, I need to know how much I weigh on the scales. I need to know, how much nutrition I'm eating, how many times I'm working out. And so the number lets you know, oh, here's how I can relate to people and be a healthier person. The second thing was people need skills. I love it when you said, well, what about an assessment that just tells you you're this and you'll always be this way, have a nice life? Well, God didn't create us that way. The Bible says we're supposed to move from glory to glory. So let's give you some skills and help you move up the ladder.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we try to do here on New Life is to be authentic, share our problems, issues, be honest with people that we've not arrived yet. And I think a lot of folks are like that, and you want to know, okay, so where do I go? What do I need to do? And I think, I was just at a conference, and I was telling people that my wife and I go to marriage counseling every week. And then I got an email from a gentleman who was on our golf trip with us. And he said, when I said that, he had never, ever gotten counseling with his wife. Now they go once a month. He was so blown away that we go once a week because I want the best. And I want to work and I want to grow. Well, maybe, just maybe, this tool would be the motivation for you or someone you love to get in and do some additional work. Because I got to tell you, every time I hit a roadblock, I've got a counselor that mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking to that week and say, hey, what do you think about this? And Misty and I would go together. So, John, if somebody takes this, and I don't think there's anything in this that's going to be depressing or unmotivating.
No, there's challenges. There's strengths and challenges.
So one thing is you've got these directions to go and books to read and stuff, but they could get in your training. They could not go to counseling. They could study to be a counselor, a coach, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Where do you take them from here? Or once they've done it, are they able to find the other areas that they can study and with you and the folks that you're working with?
Absolutely, Steve. Now you're a fellow of the Townsend Institute, where a person can get a fully online master's in counseling or a master's in organizational leadership or a master's in executive coaching and consulting. And it's the same thing as the TPRAT. All the ideas about bonding and boundaries are the same. And we're moderately priced. And what people are doing is they're coming in and finding their dream online, highly relational, biblically based, neurologically based. And yeah. You've been speaking with us for years, and everybody loved you.
And the thing that is great about doing the counseling, the training, whether it's at a campus or online with John, is you hear all sorts of stuff about counseling. We're Christian counseling. We're biblical counseling, or we're biblically based counseling. And that can mean a lot of stuff. You can go to one Christian counselor, and what that means is they pray at the beginning, they quote a verse for every problem, but they've never been trained. Mm. But with all of you know what New Life stands for. You know what John and Henry have stood for years. When you get trained and you get certified and you get credentialed under the Townsend name and the brand and the material that's there, it's something that can be trusted. So I can't say enough about this man. I've known him. I don't know how long we've known him, 40 years or plus. I think we met in kindergarten. And it's really so great to see somebody that has not fallen off the integrity wagon. And every few months, we don't just hear about politicians or movie stars. We hear about great people of the faith who they just didn't do some of the things that this is going to tell you to do. Now, John, we'll talk about this some more, but people are listening because they want to talk to you, and they want you to answer their question, and they want you to change their life forever in 5 minutes. So let's go to Rebecca.
Let's do it.
Rebecca is calling us from Pensacola, Florida. Listens to WEGS. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
How can we help?
Okay?
Yeah, how can we help? You're on with Dr. John Townsend.
Okay. Thank you. I'm calling because, and this came up accidentally from my oldest daughter. She was upset about something. She's 20 now, and my other daughter just turned 18. And it came up, and then she brought her other sister in it, that they had been sexually abused by their stepbrother.
Oh, goodness.
He's 22 now. So when I figured up the dates of talking to him, and my oldest daughter, she's completely had just put it away. But my younger daughter has always had kind of depression and anxiety. And now, you know, everything's kind of opening up that maybe it started from this. And my youngest was 6 at the time. My oldest is 8 and he was 10. And So I think it continued till about age 13 for him. They do not want me to say anything. Like I said, they told me accidentally, really. But I and my husband is very upset. We don't know if it's too late to report it, if we should report it, and what consequences are for that. He lives about a mile from us, and we've kind of avoided him. Completely for about a month now, just because
All right. So this is tough, and I mean, I think we've got some fundamental questions to ask first, John. Seems to me the first priority is for these young women to to be treated with respect and get the healing that they need. But secondly, we have a responsibility, whether it's legal or whether, you know, it's too late, quote unquote, according to legal things. We have a responsibility, I think, to see that other people are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't know the answer to that until somebody talks to somebody. But here her kids are saying, don't talk. How do you handle that?
Rebecca, like Steve said, I'm really, really sorry, because that can kind of change, you know, the course of a person's life, and it's not a good thing. Whatever state you guys are in, I would ask your daughters to go to see a licensed counselor who will determine if the state and everything makes this reportable. But I would also tell them that they need to get healing from somebody. They need to have what's called a diagnostic intake to determine the amount of repair and recovery. So get a licensed clinician now. That's number one.
Okay.
And if they say, well, I don't want to report, then say, well, then you need your own healing. But you've got to go see somebody because you want to have a good life.
So then it kind of becomes the responsibility of that therapist, right, John, to know what's the best thing.
As mandated reporters.
Yeah, okay.
And
then let's just say that therapist says, well, I don't think there's a legal obligation in this state to report this. Well, what does she do? I mean, Rebecca wants some closure, healing. And it's always good when you're on, John, for us to start with a really easy situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, because this is just one of the worst.
And we, you know, even relationship, like, you know, it's my husband's son, and we are all very close, and just, you know, we just want nothing to do with him, but we feel like he needs an explanation. But he's also violent, and I'm scared of, you know, if my husband says something to him, what could happen?
Mm. So he's got ongoing problems then.
Right.
He's got ongoing
problems.
And
Rebecca, that's why there are structures like the police and lawyers and that sort of thing. You know, we have to protect our families and stuff, as well as we can't let people hijack us by threats of violence. That's why we go to the authorities. But another source is Child Protective Services, and there's an 800 number. You can Google it right now, and they also can help determine things about safety. So go to the places where they've done this 10,000 times, Rebecca, and don't try to do this on your own. Tell your husband, wait to talk to this young man. Let's get ourselves straight, and let's get the girls healed first, or in the healing process first.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that you called, and I'm going to send
you
a copy of Take Your Life Back, and I think that'd be great if you read that and they read that. And these are complicated, difficult matters, and I always wonder, especially when I hear about the rage of someone like this, you know, what's going on? What do we need to do to keep other people safe?
Right.
All right. If you are struggling with something like this, we've got people on the phone right now. They'll help you. They'll help you figure out what's the best path. It's 1-800-NEWLIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Sue from San Diego, California. Hi, Sue. KKLA is the station she listens to. How you doing?
Hi. I'm had better days.
You've had better days. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. My husband called about 2 weeks ago. He had an affair, and the woman came to my door and gave me things and told me all about it and pictures and everything.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yes, and she's also he told you that she went to our church and gave our church a whole bunch of false information, but that he had an affair with him. He was doing all kinds of things that he wasn't doing, but I gave him 100 days ultimatum.
Wait a minute. She went to the church and said he was having an affair, but he was not having an affair?
No, he was having an affair. No, she told them that he was a sex maniac, that he had all these things going on, and that he was looking for porn, and that he was going into different things with kids, and just
she was trashing him.
She was trashing him.
But he did have an affair, and so you're tell us. I mean, you're kind of in the middle of a whirlwind. What's your question before we go to break?
My question is, should he stay here or should he move out? If we're going to try to work on this, the pastor has said that he needs to leave. And I say if he leaves, then it's over because I won't know anything about what he's doing. I mean, where he's at, what he's doing, anything at all.
Okay.
Well,
let me ask you this for the break. Is he remorseful, or is he just regretting he got caught and embarrassed? What do you sense? Is there?
I see more now. I see more remorse. Before it was just doggone her type thing, but now I see more.
All right.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th to the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Towns, and we're encouraging people to go to this. Well, just go to newlife.com. You click on this great, great assessment tool. You put in the code New Life, and it costs you $15, not $25. And there are these areas that it assesses for you, like bonding. How you doing there? Boundaries. Reality, especially in how do you handle the negative realities of life? And it helps you with what's your capacity? You know, grown-ups, they've got capacity. They're not going to shut down. You know, they've got some grit and persevering power there, and it helps you see how well you do with that. Then, once you do the assessment, it gives you direction on how to grow. And, John, is there any area that you think more people might need more help in than some other, or you think they're all kind of equal?
They're all equal, but we've given it to many, many people now. We're getting a lot of results. And it's sort of like what you said, Steve. The boundaries one is an area of real challenge because it divides into three things. There's three things to know how your boundaries are. Number one, are you clear about what you like and you don't like? what you love and you hate. Because some people say, well, I can say the positive, but I can't say the negative. Well, that's an issue. You got to be defined. God is defined. Number two, can you say no to people? No, I don't want to do that. I don't have time. I don't want to go to that restaurant. No, I don't like that kind of behavior. Can you say no? And the third one is, can you confront? Can you go to someone and say, look, I've got a problem and it between you and me, either at work or at home, and it's getting in between us. I want to solve it with a healthy confrontation. So self-definition, being able to say no, and have confrontation, those are the three skills of boundaries. And everybody sort of has some work to do on those, we've found out in the results so far.
Well, I really agree, and I love it that you've got some direction here. So it's real simple to do this. It costs $15. Half of that goes to New Life. So you're supporting New Life, and you're getting some great information into yourself. You're getting key information. You're getting personal insight. You're getting growth conversation and a stretching exercise, all with telling you, hey, here's where you fall on this, adequate, maybe some work, proficient, all those different things.
And the code's good for a week. Discount is good for 1 week from when you're hearing it.
After that, it's MetLife or something like that. No, it's you have to go to a different code. But it's a great, great deal for everybody there. All right. So here is Sue. And the husband had the affair. Now, Sue, I don't want to go against your pastor's direction that he has to move out, because I do think in some situations, it can provide greater division, mm-hmm. and people can really end up going their separate ways or more motivated to do that, or it's easier to do that. But as I was asking you before the break, here's what we're looking for. We're not looking for people that regret this happened. We're not looking for people that feel bad. We're looking for people that are so remorseful, they want to do something about it. They want to win your heart back. They want to regain integrity. Has he said anything, your husband, about his willingness to do anything other than what everybody that gets caught is willing to do that's a Christian? I'll pray more, honey. I'll read the Bible more. And we just don't think that's adequate. Those are good things. That's not adequate after you've ripped someone's heart out. Has he said, I'm going to do something that's different than I've been doing?
Yes, he has, and he is doing that. He's gone to three different groups every other day that he goes
Great.
To accountabilities.
Nice.
He's working with two different pastors on two different days. He has gone to Sex Anonymous group, which Great. I don't think that is the issue, because they are very over the top, having to masturbate and everything, and he says he doesn't have that issue. His issue was more that we stopped having marital sex, and he wanted intimacy. But then I also want to tell you that he is 70 years old, and I am 66. We've been married for 45 years.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I don't work, yeah. So I'm retired, and he is retired and only works 2 days a week, part-time. So
okay.
We have a lot of time.
Yeah. All right.
And,
so, John, what do you think ought to happen here? I mean, sounds like he's doing some stuff, moving forward.
Yeah. So the Bible says in Timothy that the law is for the lawless. So we put strict boundaries down when somebody refuses the law. If you had called us and said, well, he's still seeing the woman, he's out. If you called us and said, nah, he thinks it's all you, well, he's out. But the guy has a good amount of remorse, and so he's not being lawless. So I would say, yeah, you can stay home, but I will be monitoring in our counseling. And if you do something else, you will probably have to leave. So he knows he's kind of on a probation period. But absolutely, I would keep him in the house for the way his attitude and behavior are.
Mm-hmm. And then, Sue, have you thought about Every Man's Battle for him? And you go to Restore in November. But what about Every Man's Battle?
Yeah, he wants to go to it. We're trying to get, I don't know, there's a guy that he's talking to about a scholarship, because we don't, obviously, we're on Social Security. We don't have
Sue,
a lot of money.
Sue, I'm going to pay for yours personally.
There you go. How about that?
It's on me.
You
bet.
Oh.
You bet.
Oh, that's so wonderful. John, you do stuff
Thank
like
you.
That all the time, and that shows where John's heart is. And Sue, now there is no reason that he can't go or wouldn't
Well, I
go.
Also believe in the weekend because you and your team have constructed something that works. So, Sue, you and your husband are going to have something that works.
Absolutely. And, Sue, I know you've been hurt. It is so painful. But you do have a man that, I mean, we rarely hear somebody so willing to go to these meetings and do these things like this. So I think it's worth giving him a chance.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and just so grateful that Sue called and great things happened. And right now, I'm grateful Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, good to be with you today. And we've got October a third of the way going, and we're moving. You know, fall is here, and it's a great time. And so talk to us about our financial needs real quick.
Well, I want to thank John first for being so generous to pay for somebody to go to Every Man's Battle.
Absolutely.
I'm going to use that for the next 3 months. Anybody who calls and wants to go, we're just going to give you a call.
Yeah. Let him know.
This is what I love about Larry. You know, you give him an inch, it takes
a mile. Yeah.
A mile.
Well, but okay. So when John came on, he said, you know, I want to talk about this new survey, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut down the cost for your listeners, and then I'll just go ahead and give you guys half. So that's his generous part.
John.
Then he does this. And I'm hoping that that motivates some other people.
Well, let me just say something for you guys before Larry goes in the need. The need is real. You have no idea. Our listening family sometimes doesn't know all the life that are not just kind of helped or coping. It's about transformation, and New Life saves lives. So what Larry's getting ready to say, your money goes to somewhere that it's used in a transformational way. You can trust that.
Thank you, John. A little different twist, Steve, today in terms of testimony stuff. We did a workshop recently, and one of our counselors who was there, it was the first time she had done a workshop with us, and she wrote a note to Becky afterwards. Becky's the head of our counselor network. She said, within 2 days after getting back from the workshop, I joined Club New Life. I've always listened to New Life and have used Steve's books and materials through the years in my counseling practice, but never had an up-close and personal look until the workshop. God is definitely working through New Life. I was so impressed with the staff and how kind and helpful they were to the attendees as well as to the other counselors. And so, you know, what we do affects the counselors as well. We had a counselor get up at testimony time and say, hey, I prepared myself to be the giver here this weekend, but I've been the receiver. I have eight new family members. There was a guy that was saved in our group, had a salvation here this weekend, and I just love the name New Life. So, you know, when you're supporting New Life, you're supporting folks in need, like John said, mm-hmm. like this last caller that didn't know what to do and was in tears about getting her husband to the workshop. Yeah. And it changes lives, and that's what we want to be a part of. God does an amazing work here. And so if you could join us in that, we need individual gifts of all sizes, and we need folks to continue to join Club New Life. Our goal is six people a day to join Club New Life. Mm. So we're asking if you would be one of those six. Club New Life, we give you a thumb drive. It's got 71 teachings on it. 71 teachings. They're fabulous teachings from all of our radio hosts. Hours and hours of teaching. And then we have, when you join, you're part of the community that can access our video library. And we have over 160 videos up there now.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of material.
Yeah. Last week, a couple of weeks ago, Mylan did one on recycled pain. Jill this week is doing one on too much stuff, having too much stuff and how to deal with that and not become a hoarder.
Relate to that.
And next week she's going to do one on being isolated and alone.
So all of
our
that,
series.
All of that's our way of saying thanks. When you're a member of the club, you have access to that. Nobody else does. And then this thumb drive, best teachings we've ever had, and John's on that too. So what do they need to do, Larry? Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Yeah, go online, newlife.com. That's the two quickest and easiest mm-hmm. ways. And I want to say, make sure that I get in a thank you. A lot of folks respond, and I don't ever want to think that just because mm-hmm. we're here asking and seeking support that we're not acknowledging those who are giving and giving regularly. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll go back to the phones. You know, the thing is, nothing here is scripted. We just do it right off the cuff. It's nothing scripted, and we don't suggest, you know, we don't pay John to say stuff or suggest anything, and to see what he says, and I love.
But in a way, you're the humblest guy I know, Steve, because of how you've run this organization for these years.
I can't even imagine how you thought that up, John. But let's go to Marie, Huntington Beach, KKLA is the station. By the way, I just held up a sign that said, "John, I'm the humblest man you know."
Humble,
okay, because we always have to. We always have fun together.
Mercy,
all right,
let's go
Let's go over here to Marie, Huntington Beach, KKLA. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Marie.
I have a son who just turned 24, and I believe he's a narcissist. I had to kick him out when he was 20 because he was drinking and doing drugs, and I had my daughter at the time who was 17, and so he was influencing her to drink and do drugs. So I've been trying to have a relationship with him for the last 4 years, and he's made it abundantly clear that he doesn't want to have a relationship with me. And the last time I saw him, my mom had a family get-together, and he was really rude and disrespectful in front of me and my daughter. And my daughter called him out on it, and she didn't want to have anything. She didn't want to see him afterwards because of how rude he was to me. So I don't know, what am I to do, you know, with my relationship with him when he's so adamant about, you can see that he doesn't want anything to do with me, and he never reaches out to me unless my mom orchestrates a family get-together.
Okay. How old is he?
24.
He just turned 24.
Okay, 24. John, what do you think? You work with narcissists like me, narcissists all the time, and people that get off track, and it's all about them. What do you think?
It's hard, Marie, especially when it's your son, your own flesh and blood, and my heart goes out to you. What we find out from the Bible, of course, is that Jesus said we're supposed to basically go to somebody. It says this in Matthew 18, go to somebody, and then if they don't change, we bring two or three, and if they don't change, we bring to a bunch of people. That God has a law of escalating, you know, responses. So what I would tell you to do or suggest you do, is have one more shot with him and say, I'd like to meet you with a counselor or a mediator because we can't talk. If you would do that, I'd like to be friends again and have some kind of relationship, but we need a third party because it always blows up. And I'll own what I need to own and be sorry for that and change, and you too, and that'd be great. And if he doesn't take you up on it, then you say, okay, well, you know, we probably won't be spending a lot of time together. I'll see you at parties, but maybe I won't because you got really mean last time. But you set the limit. But if he says, I'll go, you go. In other words, you go and say, I'm putting out an olive branch, third party. And then if you want to, you know, be nice and kind, and that's fine. Then we'll have lunch together every now and then, that sort of thing. But you really have to put your – Jesus also said, shake the dust off your sandals sometimes. So if he says, I don't want that stuff, and I want to be as mean to you as I need to be at all parties, then you say, then we probably won't spend time together because I don't subject myself and my daughter to that. You go with the law of escalation.
Yeah. I think any kind of appeasing him or trying to please him or be nice to him has the adverse effect. I think this is where tough love comes in. That rudeness, lack of awareness, whatever, it has consequences. And one of those consequences is disconnection. And you have such greater odds of him transforming and coming back to you with some kind of different behavior if you separate from him than just coddling to him and hoping that you could love him back into some kind of relationship.
Boy, I love that. If you took anything away from this, Murray, don't try to love him back. God is a God of love, but he's also a God of truth. So, Steve, right on here. Why don't we just send her a copy of Boundaries?
We got that coming to you. It's the new edition, and even the new... in the updated version, you've got all this, the needs for boundaries in this internet world in which we live. And then also, let me just encourage you and everybody else, get over there to newlife.com. Click on this great, great assessment tool. It's the TPRAT is short for the Townsend Personal and Relationship Assessment Tool. Special price, put in the New Life code, and you're going to get a discount to $15, and half of that goes to New Life. Also, before we go to the next call, I want to remind everybody that on the 19th, we're at Mariners, 7 p.m., for the 30th anniversary of New Life. 30 years we have been doing this. Started literally in November of 1988. So many things have happened since then. And because of the support of folks like you, we're still doing it. And we want to thank you. We want to celebrate with you. Call and find out about that. In November, November the 9th, Hope for a Woman's Heart, that's our Restore Workshop, is in D.C. So many women have been hurt by a man's lack of sexual integrity. If that's you, that's the place for hope and healing. You just call us. We'll tell you about that. And then February 15th, this marriage intensive that brings people that literally hate each other to an intimate relationship, the intimacy in marriage intensive. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're with Dr. John Townsend. We're going to tell you about the assessment tool. It is the Townsend Relational, Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. We'll tell you about that right after this call. And if you're on the line, hold on. We've got two more shows to do with John. We're not finished with him. But right now, I want to go over here and talk with, how about we talk with this person right here, Lois. I think she's in Philly, WFIL. Hi, Lois. How are you?
Hi. I have a unique situation. My daughter is 46 years old, and she lives with me. And she's in a relationship with a married man. She stays mostly in the house, in her bed. She doesn't really have a life besides this situation. My question is, I want to know what to do about this. I went to a counselor, and the lady, she was a very nice lady, very smart and everything like that, but she told me not to say anything to her. And I've told
Did she say why?
She said because I told her things and she doesn't listen, which is absolutely true. But she's the type of person, that needs to be told straight up. You know, you can't go around the bush with her. You have to tell her straight out. And a couple weeks ago, I caught her with a gallon of vodka in her closet.
She's in trouble. She's out of control.
She was really, really mad. And she wouldn't talk to me. And then I did go, after I went to the counselor, I thought, well, should I go back to her? And I mean, because I thought she really didn't give me any, you know, good information. And there's no repentance in this girl's life. She
Let me interrupt you for a second. I just want to say I don't think you should go back to that counselor. I don't think that's going to help
it's
you. I want to hear what
advice.
John has to say, and then I'm going to throw in my two cents here. But John, what are you thinking would be best for her to do?
I would tell her, I like what you said straight up, that you love her and you want to be with her, but you don't have a house. Your roof is not a roof of bad things happening. So for her to stay with you, she has to do four things. I mean, I think your daughter's in trouble, really, but she's sort of like acting out plus in trouble.
Four things.
Yeah.
Here's the four things. You got to drop the guy and prove to me that you've dropped the guy. You got to get a counselor, you got to go to church, and you got to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and see if you're an alcoholic. And if you'll do those things, hon.
She's been in AA for 20 years.
Well, then.
Okay. If she's been in AA 20 years, then she has not worked the program.
The program.
And all the more reason that she needs to get back there because she's in relapse. Because
I'm telling you,
there's only one group of people. We've discovered, we did the research, only one group of people have a gallon of vodka in the closet. They're called alcoholics.
They're called alcoholics.
Because it takes a gallon of vodka for them to feel anything. So I think John's got you on the right track.
Otherwise, 30 days.
Yeah. You're not kicking her out.
I tried to put her out before, but it never worked out. But
you're not putting her out.
No.
You're giving her a choice on where she shall live.
Yes.
If she would like to continue to live with you, she will stop drinking and go to AA. She will start going to church. She will dump this man, and she'll get in to some counseling. You're not kicking her out. You're giving an adult some adult choices. John said it in this clinical diagnosis of she's in trouble. Mm-hmm. She really is. She's in trouble. All right, let me send you Take Your Life Back and a Life Recovery Bible, and you give it to her. And you say, you need to read this. This is going to help you in your recovery. And I hope and pray that she will move forward doing some of the good things that you want her to do. Now, I want to mention, Larry talked a lot about Club New Life, but if you could make a gift, one-time gift of any amount, I'm going to send you Dr. Dave Stoop's new book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. It's our way of saying thank you. But here's something else I want you to do. I want you to learn something about yourself that you don't know. And you can do that by going to newlife.com. Right there is a special place for you to click on, and you're going to get something. You're going to enjoy taking the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. And it's going to tell you about yourself, and it's going to tell you what you can do to grow, stretch a little bit. But you'll love the information that it says here. And it's not just an assessment. It doesn't just tell you what your weak in or where to grow, but it gives you great advice. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that a lot of people are functioning thinking that this is as good as it gets. Mm. I think there's another level in relationships and in being an adult that you may not know exists. You've never been there before. My wife and I have been working 14 years, and we've experienced another level of relationship that we didn't even know was there. It took a lot of work. But this could be the key to get you to that next level that you don't even know is there. It's full of meaning and purpose. It'll help you be a better, better employee, but a fulfilled life. When you hear about abundant life, fulfilled life, purpose-driven life, this thing helps you examine, am I even on the right track here? And so I can't urge you more. There's a discount when you put in the New Life code from $25 to $15. And then half of that goes to New Life. So you're not just learning about a new way to live. You get a discount and you're supporting New Life. John, I can't say enough about this. I wish everybody would take it. They would learn. They would grow. Anything you want to add, it's your assessment. I might become your new, can I do an ad for you guys? Anyway, what do you say about this?
That we all have blind spots, and they keep us stuck in our happiness and our relationships, the people we love the most deeply, even things like energy and concentration and career. And it helps you go, oh, here's a blind spot. Here's a challenge area. I'll give you a quick example. In the bonding category, we found there's two things. One is the ability to reach other people and to connect with them emotionally. But the other is, are you being vulnerable? Are you opening up to others and letting other people inside you? Some people are very good as listeners, but they keep it close to the chest. Well, God intended you to be able to be a good listener, but also to take risk and be vulnerable. Stuff like that can change a career, a family, and a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well, please, folks, take advantage of this, because it only lasts for a week that you get this special discount. You will not regret it. If you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we can help you with a lot of things. We've got counselors all over this country, books, resources. We can help you if you'll call us, but you have to call us first, and I know that's tough, but it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's just that simple, 1-800-NEWLIFE. So please call us and let us give you the help or give you some direction on how to help somebody else. I'll ask you also, use that same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to support us. You know, one of the things that John has modeled here on the program, he models in his everyday life, is generosity. I really believe that there is not one loving person who is not a generous person. God generously gives us his grace. He doesn't have to do that, but he loves us. And when we love others, we generously give. We give time. We give them attention. We give them care, love. Sometimes we give them direction. That's very, very tough for them to hear. But it's love. But in your generosity and love, support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get some help. Stay on the line. If you're on, we'll do two more shows with John. John, thanks for being here. Love you.
Thanks for
listening.
See
you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.